Montana News on the Northern News Network. I'm Brian Bennett. For the last few years, the Montana Department of Environmental Quality has been working with schools to help identify and respond to sources of lead in drinking water. Now the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency is requiring 1,065 Montana community systems, including cities, towns, and subdivisions, to do the same. Ongoing supply concerns have pushed the price of copper to $9,988 a ton, its highest level since spring 2022. The Black Butte Copper Project near White Sulphur Springs will help fill the need if and when it comes online. Sandfire Resources America Vice President of Communications and Government Relations, Nancy Schlepp.
It's becoming a worldwide industry. I think you're going to see almost any mine has investors from other areas, and our major investor is out of Australia. And now they have top quality mines in Spain and in Botswana, and now there will be one here.
Keeping you connected, this is the Northern News Network.
Hi, this is Shane at Western Ranch Supply, and we carry Bad Boy mowers, plus Bad Boy implements, rotary tillers, brush cutters, hay forks, landscape rakes, grading blades, and Bad Boy battery-powered products, lawn mowers, weed eaters, blowers, electric trimmers, and chainsaws. Western Ranch Supply has these well-built Bad Boy products in stock now. Western Ranch Supply, your Bad Boy mower and product headquarters.
I'm Jenny Stovall, born and raised in eastern Montana. I'm a fourth-generational Montanan rancher. As a community, we need to realize that we are only human. We're not superhuman, and that it's okay to be sad some days or need help or ask for help, and that's why we're here, is to help each other. We're secluded and we're isolated, and in order to keep our sanity, we need to help each other out. So if you know anyone that needs help, please send them to beyondtheweather.com for free counseling for farmers and ranchers.
There were 448 new homes permitted for construction in Missoula in 2023, a 48% decline from the 861 permitted in 2022 and 1,338 permitted in 2021. Missoula is in the midst of a severe affordable housing crisis, and it looks like the pace of development will be even less this year than last. The director of Cascade County Disaster and Emergency Services is stepping down. Brad Call has been in the position since March of 2022. Cascade County commissioners are in the process of interviewing candidates. A pregnant cow, moose, and calf were spotted spending time in a residential neighborhood of downtown Hamilton Monday afternoon, grazing on trees and shrubs. After consultation with game wardens, officials of Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks decided it was best to leave the moose where they were, just enjoying the scenery in Hamilton. I'm Brian Bennett, Northern News Network.